Today's episode is brought to you by CISO. Looking for great comedy at a cheap price? Then check out CISO. For a small monthly fee, you can get Last Night's Late Night, old comedy series, and get some of today's legends before they made it big. Just go to CISO.tv and sign up. And since you're listening to us, you can save 1% by putting in the code Yankovic 20 17 3 14 15 9 26 53, 58, 97, 93, 23, 84, 626, 433, 832, 7, 9, 5, 0, 2, 88. That's Yankovic, 20, 17, 3, 14, 15, 9, 26, 53, 58, 97, 93, 23, 84, 626, 433, 832, 7, 9, 5, 0, 2, 88. CISO.TV, see some thing.
Hey, welcome to We're All Yankovics.
Yes, you're going to say that because I still haven't figured out how to yet, which will make the end of this podcast a lot more complicated when I tell you about our Gmail accounts and our Twitter accounts.
But I have faith that you can figure this out.
One of these days. Okay, so we're a podcast. It's me, Charlie, and Steve over here.
I am Steve.
Yes, and we're going to talk about Weird Al. So the first Weird Al song we're covering is Harvey the Wonder Hamster, as you heard up front.
Spectacular song.
Yeah, epic. Yeah.
It is epic. Amazing Harvey the Wonder Hamster.
Yep. It's a song. It's officially recorded on an album. It's Alapalooza from 1993. I wanted, because here on We're All Yankovics, we want to kind of go in depth, but this was one of the songs, and actually the first couple of songs this show are going to be really difficult to
We're getting the hard ones out first.
Yes, we're getting them done. They are going to be done. Harvey the Wonder Hamster is a song.
It is.
About Weird Al's best friend, he said, and a lot of things.
Yes.
Harvey, who's a hamster. Harvey, as far as I can tell, first shows up on Weird Al TV, which is when he took over MTV back in the 80s.
Yeah, it was just Al TV. You didn't mention the weird. Oh, okay. Al TV.
Al TV, yeah. TV. And it was, I've watched, oh my God, doing the research for this stuff, I had to watch a lot of them, okay? So they start and they, like a polka version of the MTV theme. Yeah. And they have this like rocket that fails.
Yes.
And then they have like the
ketchup.
The reference to like the Moon Men. Yep. Right, but they're like little, like old
Action
school,
figures.
Like no, they're
that's right.
Robots,
Climation,
like no, they're Twisted.
Oh, that's right. That's been robots. I have not watched as recently as he has.
Yes,
they're like wind up robots, and then he does Al TV and ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, ketchup and mustard, or burnt toast, and like something else on it.
Yes, that's
something.
Right. Many different ways. I watched them live, so it's been a while since I've seen them.
Yeah,
back in the '80s.
Well, the first one was on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1984.
Wow, I remember that.
And Harvey was in that episode.
He was. Okay,
but he did not have a theme song yet.
He did not.
Okay, all he did was go, hey, this is my best friend Harvey. And then he threw him against
on
the
wall. Yep.
then,
classic.
Then he's back in the second one.
He survived.
Yeah, and then in the third one, which was July 7th, 1985.
Wow, he cranked him out.
Yeah. He actually sings the theme song.
He does.
Yes.
As we know it today.
Yeah, exactly. Same whole thing.
With the band like, and everything?
No,
he just
straight up
acapella.
Just sings it. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, and as far as I can tell, that is the first time
the song
has been sung. Wow. I don't, unless he sang it in a concert for some reason, but I don't understand why he would have.
So it took 8 years to get on an album.
Yeah, exactly.
He had to get the right marching band to make the music, I guess.
It was just, I don't know. It's the next couple of songs that we talk about for the next couple of weeks are all the songs that we're going to have us kind of scratching our head going, why is this on an album? And
I think it's maybe the album was, you know, not quite as long as he wanted it to be. He's like, hey, let's throw the Harvey the Wonder Hamster song on there.
That's very much what it feels like.
Get it over that mark.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was fun. Yeah, I think he likes little quick throwaway things between songs, just like a palate cleanser. Maybe there's a little bit of sorbet in the middle of the album.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah.
And when he sung it in 1985 on Al TV, it actually sounds a lot like when he sings it on the Weird Al show.
Yes.
Because it's the same. It's just him singing it out real fast. It's, yeah, you know, maybe 20 seconds or something like that, right?
Yeah. He's a wonder hamster. He doesn't like
that. We're just going to.
Yeah. That's it. That's the whole song right there. I just did it.
Yep.
There
done.
I love it.
That is the one piece of information I got. And I spent so many hours like watching those original because I'm like, okay, he's in this one. So let's go to the next one. There he is. Nope. And then I was like, the next, there he is.
Harvey has had a heck of a career though. He's been a reference. He's been a running gag for Weird Al since that first appearance. He's been in so many things. He was even referenced in UHF.
Yeah.
Like a couple of them vaguely. Well, Uncle Harvey is named because of Harvey the Wonder Hamster. He loves the name. So that's why there was Uncle Harvey in there as that name.
Yeah.
Reference to Harvey. And I believe there's another reference in the movie as well.
Well, we'll have to get to that when we talk about UHF.
The movie, yes. We'll get there. But I believe other than Uncle Harvey, it is referenced another time in UHF, if I'm not mistaken.
My big mystery at the moment is how many Harveys have there been?
What do you mean? Only one.
But there's only one?
Okay. Of course.
Yeah, he's still alive.
What do you mean? He's, fine.
It's only... 30 years later.
Hamsters live 40 to 50 years, I'm told.
Not the hamsters I had.
My parents said they're all in a field.
Upstate.
Yeah,
in the field.
They're running around free.
Well, then your hamsters are very lucky because mine always escaped and then we found dead somewhere. Like, frozen in the...
They must have been murdered because it's hard to kill a hamster.
Apparently.
Those are hardy, hardy creatures. They can live upwards of 150 years if taken care of. Okay.
That's true.
That's what my parents told me.
True.
I don't know.
That is true. With all the dogs.
That's why they say a wonder hamster. You can throw them against the wall. You can put them in a ball and roll them down the stairs. And they may not move for a couple days, so they'll be fine.
Why would he be a wonder hamster? Because that sounds like normal
all
hamsters.
All hamsters are wonder.
Wonder hamsters. Okay. Yes.
Instead of just saying the hamster, you call them a wonder hamster. Harvey
the hamster.
It doesn't have the same ring to it. Yeah. All hamsters are wonder hamster because they're virtually indestructible.
Yep. Okay. Good. The song also appears right before he does that fake interview with Madonna.
Really?
In the third episode. Yeah.
Wow, that was a great
interview. The next segment is that Madonna. I remember that famous Madonna. Yeah.
You've seen it more recently than I have, but I remember loving it when I was a small child of whatever age I was in 85.
The Weird Al or Al TV was weird,
of course.
But like just strange. Like his news segments, I understood. Like he did like fake news because back in that day, MTV actually had to play like news on every hour, kind of thing, because it was a mandate from the federal government. Actually,
was it
was related to some kind of broadcast standard.
Okay, didn't know that.
So I learned about it somewhere in communication back in the day. It doesn't exist anymore. That's been deregulated. But that's, you know, Kurt Loder wouldn't have a job if that hadn't been
true.
Yeah, exactly. But some of the other in the middle segments, it's just weird. It's also weird to watch without the videos in between, I think, because he makes some reference to the other videos. So when I pulled it up on YouTube, you get to see it, but there's no videos.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Videos were great.
But the videos would be the copyright material, so I understand why it's not like that. And that would then make the thing that I watched, for each one would be 4 hours long.
Yes.
And that's a lot of television to watch when you're just trying to figure out when Harvey the Wonder Hamster became
that's too
a thing.
Much.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go back in time and watch it live like I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't travel in time. I was just there already.
Here on We're All Yankovics.
You said it!
We'll have a couple of segments. Neither of the two segments we've developed so far have anything to do with this show. There's no name drops other than Harvey the Wonder Hamster in this.
True.
I guess.
Well, maybe Stevie Wonder?
Is that a... No, it's not. No, it's...
Kind of? Sort of?
No.
Okay.
And there's nothing about this that makes us feel old? Really?
Well, talking about seeing it live in 1985.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people listening to this were not even close to being alive at that time.
Oh, we actually do have an old segment. Okay. MTV plays music videos.
And news.
Yeah, yeah. So wow, so there are. Yes. See?
There it is.
See, we're informing the masses.
So the M in MTV used to stand for music. I'm not sure what it means now, but it used to mean music. They would have videos throughout the day, and that's how Weird Al got his start, by parodying the videos that were shown on music video television.
Yeah, yeah. I just read an article that I'll talk about in another episode, but Weird Al is talking to a couple of other musicians back in 96, and they actually talk about the fact that they don't like the fact that there's not as much music on MTV as much as there used to be.
Oh, just
and
wait.
They make a reference to it. Yeah, and you're just like, whoa, guys. Whoa,
that would be before reality 21 TV ruined
years
everything.
Later.
Yeah.
That article is old enough to drink.
Wow.
That's fun. Okay, so coming near the end, we got to do our
favorite
lyrics. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a tough one. It was very tough to find my favorite lyric of this one.
Okay.
There's so many to choose from. I'm going to go ahead and go with the introductory marching band music.
Oh, okay.
I was a band nerd in high school.
Yep.
I just liked that. It was very crisp, and I think it really set up the song and the tone that he's going for. So I will go with the introductory marching band music and the drumming as my favorite lyric.
What did you play?
I was a drummer.
You were? Have we never talked about that?
I think we may have, but we've been friends so long we may
disturbing.
Have forgotten. I was a marching band drummer, but
okay.
I was not very good at marching and drumming, so I was usually on the sidelines with a timpani.
Oh, see, no, I was... Yeah, we got a
we'll
lot
talk
to talk
later.
About.
This is,
there's definitely at least one song, sports team,
yes.
Or whatever. Yeah, sports song. So, mine is the other lyric.
The lyric, you mean?
He doesn't bite, he doesn't squeal, he just runs around on his hamster wheel.
Deeper lyrics have never been written.
No. I just, great rhyme. Like, yes. You know what I mean? Like a solid
McCartney
rhyme.
McCartney has never written anything that good.
Yes. It's not Live and Let Die or anything.
No.
Nope.
What do you think about that one, Paul? Well, I could never have written anything that good my entire life. You know, John would be spinning in his grave if he wasn't already nailed down into it. Wow, that's disturbing.
Wow, thanks.
You nail him into the coffin? It was in his will. He wanted it to be done.
Okay,
well, anyways, we'll get back to that later. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks. I guess we've come to the part where we rate this song. We're going to rate all the oeuvre so we know what our favorite songs are averaged out.
Yes, between 1 and 5. What's the mark of this week?
Flying rodents. How many flying rodents would you like?
Harvey does usually end up flying.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he always does.
Between 1 and 5 flying rodents, I'm going to give Harvey the Wonder Hamster, I'm going to give it 3 just because of the brevity. It could have used a second verse.
Yes. But, yeah. I think I'm going to give it... I'll give it a 3 also. It's solid. It's just ends too quick. You want more. You're like, where are we going with this? Come on. And not in a sense, there's other songs where you're like, okay, I want it to be over. I'm okay with that. But this song is kind of like, no, I feel like there could be a little bit more. Let's see what's happening. No, but it's not. So, hey, so a solid 3 from us.
A three
across the
board.
Yeah. So
that was Harvey.
That was Harvey the Wonder Hamster.
Wonderful start to our show. We're
yes.
all Yankovics.
Yeah, and you can find us. We're on iTunes. We are over at lowdownmediagroup.com.
Yes. I'm occasionally at Target.
Yep. We also have a Twitter account.
Yep.
It's We're All Yankovics. W-E-R-E-A-L-L Yankovics with an S at the end. That's also our Gmail account. So we're all yankovics@gmail.com if you want to write us. Or if you want to call in to the We're All Yankovics hotline, you can do that and leave your message about like what's your favorite Weird Al song. If you have any Weird Al memories or something where you're like, this is always the first song I heard by him, or this has always stuck with me.
Yeah.
Call us up.
Or if you are Weird Al Yankovic and you'd like to have lunch.
Yeah. Or actually,
I'll buy.
I almost want to talk to his drummer.
Ooh, John.
John
Bermuda
Shorts.
He's one of my heroes.
Yes, he is, because he's the guy who collects all of Weird Al's stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think he would give us a lot more answers about the questions that we have about all these things.
Perhaps.
Than Weird Al. And I, yeah, so I'm almost more focusing on him first.
Huh. And then okay, if yeah, we got to get John first, if then Al John, can come in.
Then yes, fine. Yes, yes.
Never mind Al, don't
no,
call
no,
yet.
No, yes. No, not yet. No,
get back to your whatever yeah. you're doing right now.
Hopefully he's writing another album, because it's been a little bit. It's been a little bit.
Working on his, you know, animated show, because I want more episodes.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The great show.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my gosh. Watch it.
I don't have kids, so it's really...
Doesn't matter. You don't need kids. Oh, jeez.
I've got so many other shows I'm watching. I'm watching Flash and Timeless and all these other things for other things at the lowdownmediagroup.com
well, yeah.
podcast.
Milo Murphy's Law
is
the show by the creators of Phineas and Ferb. It's a fantastic show, and I really hope it continues.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope so, too. But you can call us.
You can.
Or John, you can call us.
John, please.
Weird Al, no, not yet.
Hold off.
You can call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-93473.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's so random that we managed to get a phone number that actually worked like that. I don't know how that happened.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So tune in later, and we'll have another episode for you. Just subscribe, leave comments, or rate us, and you'll get a new one of these on your iPod or whatever device you use on a regular basis. So thanks for listening to We're All Yankovics.
We're all Yankovics.
And
gotta do the GJ voice.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.